milks the earth planet, text numbers 9 through 10. Is the first part on the board or the second part of what? Okay. Vatsam kalpaya me vira yenatam vatsalatava dhokshe kshira mayan kaman anurupam cha dohanam dhogdaram cha mahabaho bhutanam bhutabhavana annam ipsitam urjasvad bhagavan vanchate yadi dhogdaram cha mahabaho bhutanam bhutabhavana anam ipsitam urjasvad bhagavan vanchate yadi. A calf. Kalpaya, arrange, may, for me, vira, O hero, yena, by which, aham, I, vatsala, affectionate, tava, your, dhokshye, shall fulfill, Shiramayan, in the form of milk. Kaman, desired necessities. Anurupam, according to different living entities. Cha, also. Dohanam, milking pot. Dhogdharam, milkman. Cha, also. Mahabaho, O mighty armed one. Bhutanam, of all living entities. Bhutabhavana, O protector of the living entities. Annam, food grains. Ipsitam, desired. Urjavat, nourishing. Bhagavan, your worshipable self. Vanchate, desires. Yadi, if. O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Responsively, please repeat. O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. These are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must first have a calf, so that out of affection for the calf, she will voluntarily give sufficient milk. There must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, reptiles, and aquatics, can receive their respective foods from the planet Earth, provided that human beings are not asat or adhritavrata, as we have previously discussed. When human society becomes asat, or ungodly, or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. The ungodly human being, ignorant of his duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them to compensate for the insufficient production of grains. Thus, no one is satisfied, and that is the cause for the present condition in today's world. Vatsam kalpaya me virayinaham vatsalathava dhokshek shiramayan kamananurupam chadohanam Dhogdaram cha mahabaho bhutanam bhutabhavana anam ipsitam urjasvad bhagavan vanchate yadi. O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose, and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Prithu Maharaj is a great king, Maharaja. As such, he has all of the qualities of a Kshatriya, and he is courageous, he is powerful, he is resourceful. So his first observation is that people are suffering due to poverty. And he knows that as well as instructing people in the science of God, one of his duties is to make sure that everyone has his proper quota, isavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagacham jagat. Tena tyaktena bunjita makrada kasha spiddhanam. Everything animate and inanimate within the world is owned by the Lord. But there is a quota set aside for everyone. And with such God consciousness, there's no question of scarcity in the world. Krishna provides enough for man's needs, not enough for his greed. Greed is insatiable, but there is enough for his need. Even today, at a very important juncture, although it's only 5,000 years old, but Kali Yuga is definitely playing a role. We see many of the symptoms. And in a godless civilization, we see a lot of disparity. Srimad Bhagavatam is offering a solution by these descriptions of saintly kings and how they executed their duties in days gone by. And we see the result today, where there appears not to be enough food. Healthcare costs in America are going up and up and up, and the economy is going down. I just read the other day where over 100 million people in America, the land of milk and honey, they're going to be without health care. That means if their insurance won't cover their expenses. And unless Mr. Bush can come up with one of his sleight of hand, you know, you see these guys on the street with, you know, doing all the things with the, what do you call those? Yeah. So you see them doing all this sleight of hand. Unless Mr. Bush and the politicians are able to do something with the population, people are going to become very upset and very angry, because they're working. You're not talking about homeless people who perhaps don't want a job. You're talking about people who have jobs, who have houses, who have children, quote-unquote respectable middle-class people in society. They're going to be without medical care. Now, for those of us who live in a social welfare state, it's inconceivable. But even the social welfare state is collapsing. Things are getting worse. And we represent the top 10%, 15% of the people on the planet. The other 85%, we won't even discuss their situation. So why are these things happening? Because people are basically godless. Krishna can supply, but he says, ye yatha mam papadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. As we surrender to him, he will reciprocate with us. And the resources are there, but here, of course, figuratively, perhaps the cow, Mother Bhumi, is not giving the necessities. She was not giving in the reign of Vena, because Vena was a very despicable person. He was asat, he was unqualified as a king. I don't know what you would call Dvija Bandhu, who's the unqualified Brahmin. I don't know what an unqualified king would be called, except for a rogue or a rascal, but I'm sure there's some Sanskrit term. And therefore, Mother Bhumi restricted. And, of course, Prithu has come into office. His first business, and I've seen this in good managers, good leaders, is to see that everybody under their rule are taken care of for all of their basic necessities. The king's first duty is not to see that everybody's chanting their rounds, or to see that they're following this law and that law. The king's first duty is to see that the people are peaceful and happy and are ready to receive instruction. So Prithu is taking that step to provide. And, as I said, he is a heavy person. He's a powerful person. yada yada hi dharma siklanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sri jami aham. Whenever there's irreligion, Krishna comes and paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam. So in one sense, perhaps Mother Bhumi is acting not exactly like a demon, but she's not discriminating that here is King Prithu. So he becomes angry. And of course, devotees should not become angry for their own sense gratification, but they do become angry when they see that the Lord or the Lord's devotees are being persecuted or affected in one way or another. Devotees do become angry. And it's not that we're wishy-washy, namby-pamby, or whatever. I mean, two of the greatest killers, you can say, in the history of human civilization, Arjuna and Hanuman. I think Hanuman killed more Rakshasas in the Ramayana battle against Ravana than any of the other soldiers. And certainly Arjuna killed millions and millions of people. So for the cause of the Lord, he was not afraid. So Prithu also is demanding from Bhumi that you produce or I will chastise you heavily. Now, he's trying to get Bhumi to come out. He's trying to get her to... He knows her quality, goddess of the earth. He knows that she is basically a representative of Krishna or a servant of Krishna, but she's acting in an improper way, and therefore he wants to bring her out. And she also, seeing the determination of Prithu, it's amazing how she encourages him to, this is the way. In other words, she's not just directly surrendering to Prithu, but she's encouraging Prithu Maharaj to use a little psychology. And this is not modern psychology as you learn in university or something. This is just common sense dealing in relationships, etc. And the example of the calf and the mother, it's very appropriate in the sense that sometimes we need to see why it is expedient for us to work together, cooperate together, and give up our differences. A devotee of the Lord, Sarvam Apimam Prithivim Sashishyat, devotee who is free from the propensity to find fault, such a devotee who can control his vegas, he's qualified to bless us all, to guide us, to give initiation. Someone who is not only... he can control his tongue, he can control his mind, his anger, etc. But most importantly, perhaps, he's free from the propensity to criticize others unnecessarily or without authority. So Mother Bhumi is pointing out the way that you just give me a calf and a milkman. You make the arrangements. In other words, relationships need to be cultivated. And we haven't even come to the level of going deep into sadhana bhakti. First of all, we're trying to become human beings. Then we'll talk about sadhana bhakti later on. So There are some common sense things, and even some nice statements in the Bible. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So empathy is a very important way of understanding how to build relationships. Put yourself in the shoes of other people, or look at them through their eyes. First of all, try to understand them. Then present yourself. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Too often we seek first to be understood. Well, I'm like this, I'm like that, and you have to surrender to me. But a far better modus operandi is to try to understand the world and the people that you live in, and why people are acting the way they are. Prabhupada very often describes that this is the cause for the present condition in today's world. People are ignorant of their duty. And what is the solution to that? Well, we have to explain to people why it is beneficial for everyone to serve God and to serve each other. What are the benefits? Very often when you talk to people about anything, you want to involve them, you want to get their cooperation for a project perhaps that you have envisioned. It's your project, really. They're not so invested in that project, and you want them to be involved. Their immediate thought is, well, what's in it for me? How will I benefit? Everybody thinks like that. So training our people, training ourselves, actually, that's very important. Training our people, what is that? Training ourselves, all of us, how we can become well-behaved, how we can become compassionate. I don't think there's any other better example than Srila Prabhupada in his way of dealing with all different kinds of people in a myriad, practically, of different situations. And what came through was his humility, his compassion, and his love. It was an overriding, by far overriding characteristic of his dealings with people. He wasn't foolish. He wasn't wishy-washy he got things done. I don't think anyone can say that Srila Prabhupada didn't accomplish anything in his life. I think he accomplished more than anyone. So he's worthy of our study and our emulation, emulating him, how to act. And Krishna is the supreme controller. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So we have to voluntarily surrender to him. And he is giving us guidance in every way, in every different department of life. But again, I come back to this, probably the most important department of our lives is how we relate to other people. Krishna's giving us various kinds of knowledge, and we can, and we should, and we will learn how to establish a higher civilization, a better society, a kinder, gentler world, as Mr. Reagan described. We have the formula for all of that, but it begins right at home. Cleaning House, Cleaning Heart. Title of a lecture by Rabindra Swarup Prabhu. Cleaning our hearts. And if we clean our own hearts, and again, of course, we're not, we have something, we have enough. We are taken care of to a degree, but we can improve on that, how we take care of each other, how we take care of our devotees. Our connection with Krishna, there should be some improvement in our attachment to Krishna. Bhakti yoga is characterized by jnana and vairagya. One gets realizations just by practicing bhakti yoga, just by engaging your senses in the service of the master of the senses. You are going to receive guidance from within, from Chaitanya Guru. You will get realizations. And these realizations will help you automatically how to adjust attachment and detachment. In one sense, to develop relationships, there's a sense that, well, there has to be some affection there. I have these children, I have my wife, I can't just be cold. Well, of course not. But there is a right balance. And there is a way to put things in perspective. There is a way to manasa deho geho yokichu mor arpilo tua pade nanda kishore. My mind, my body, my family, everything engaged in the service of Nanda Kishore. So certainly one is attached, and at the same time one is cultivating the highest detachment, yukta vairagya, by engaging his attachments in the service of the Lord. So at the same time, while facilitating devotees, Vaishnavas, in devotional service, it appears like we're becoming attached to mundane relationships, etc., but not at all. Not at all. Because they're Vaishnavas, and because Krishna desires that we serve the Vaishnavas, tadhyanam samarchanam, therefore we're cultivating detachment. And at the end, we will, ultimately the goal is to be attached to Krishna, and we will have that kind of attachment for Krishna. It will save us. So those who are ignorant of the importance of putting Krishna in the center, they will never be able to supply us either materially or spiritually, because they refer to asat or unreal or false or adridhavrata. They have no determination. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidyate. They don't develop the strength of character, the strength of mind, the determination to cross over the obstacles on the path of spiritual life, on the path of going back to Godhead, on the ultimate solution to all of our problems. They don't get that, because right from the beginning they're envious. Arjuna's main qualification was he was not envious, anasuyave. And Krishna, you know, Arjuna was foolish in many ways. His whole program to renounce the world and become a yogi. You can't change your ashram like that. You can't change your varna like that. He was a kshatriya. It was his duty to fight. So to become yogi and meditate in the forest, it was crazy. And Krishna chastised him. Asochananda sochastvam pragyavadamscha vashase gatasun agatasumscha nanu sochanti. Those who are wise, they don't lament for the body in any condition. Here you're talking about killing your gurus, killing your relatives. Arjuna, this is anarya. It's not befitting someone who knows the progressive values of life. How did these impurities come upon you? I cannot understand this. Krishna chastised him, belittled him, called him Mahabaho, mighty armed one. Many times you'll find Krishna calls Arjuna Mahabaho. He's refusing to fight. He's got these mighty arms and he wants to cross them and do meditation. Nonsense. But I'm revealing this most confidential knowledge to you because you're not envious of me. You're my friend. You're respectful. You're not envious. So the non-devotees, they can't understand these things, but we must understand them. Otherwise, if we just try for some kind of official religious conversion, if that's what we want, some dogmatic change of lifestyle, it won't work. We'll get frustrated. We need to go farther. We need to develop human qualities and engage them in Krishna's service. I'm the last one to, you know, be foolish and sentimental, falsely sentimental. But it is my observation, for what it's worth, that as adults, as persons who have suffered, all of us, in one way or another, as persons who want a better life, a better world, we know that a better life is not in a vacuum. A better life is in association of others. We want all of these things, so we have to put all of this together, the Sanskrit knowledge, the logic, the reason, the intelligence, the philosophy, as well as empathy, compassion, love. As I was telling someone the other day, two things are foolish or incomplete. I said, two things are incomplete. A woman who's always crying and a man, a big man who can't shed a tear. Both of them are incomplete or foolish. Prabhupada said you have to learn to cry for Krishna. So okay, let's stop there. Babbled on long enough. Anyone like to add anything? Yes. Huh? Yeah, in fact, our leader's not even in class to hear it. Unfortunate. Where's Gauri? Huh? He's what? Oh, he's in Scotland. Okay, good. I hope everything goes well in Scotland. Yeah.
So, how do you qualify a leader to make study?
Study Prithu Maharaj. That's what we're reading about. If you don't learn from history, then you're doomed to repeat it. And those who do not serve the people under them, one day the people under them will throw them out. It becomes a vertical struggle for existence. Who can climb the ladder? We don't want that. We want servant leadership. It's a pyramid like this, and the top is at the bottom. You become the leader because you do more service to the Vaishnavas than anyone else. That's one of the qualifications. Yes, Kalyapani. Why don't you tell us? Okay, how are you going to eat? Are you going to cook every day for yourself? Someone else is involved. Right? Everything you do, are you totally... You do everything you do, all the facilities for everything that you do, it's all supplied by you or other people are involved. Huh? Yeah. So it seems like under the banner of Yad Karoshi, Yad Ashanashi, Yad Shuhosi, Yad Dasi, Yad, there are things that are important. What if the cooks go on strike? Then what are you going to eat? Huh? Chickpeas? What? Chips? Oh. Crisps or chips? Yeah. It's funny. Here in England you call chips potato chips. I mean, you call them French fries. And you call what we call chips, you call them crisps. Who's going to make the chips? You got to deep fry them in ghee. I think we're all interdependent. Unless you want to go out and live on top of a mountain, but then you won't be pleasing Prabhupada. So for me, Yukta Vairagya means... Okay. I got lots of mantras and cliches for you. People don't care. This is your preaching in the world. People don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. So, is it in the realm of a false attachment to care for devotees? Those tears that Prabhupada shed for his disciples, do you think they were artificial glycerin or something? Or do you think he really had some genuine attachment, but albeit in Krishna's service? I think he did. I choose to believe that he loved me. Of course, if I was abhorrent, I know that he would be disappointed with me and he would try to bring me back to my natural position as his servant, but in every respect, I know he cared. What do you think, Kalyapani? Oh, good, okay. You lost track. Yeah. So, but is that Yukta Vairagya? Is there more to Yukta Vairagya than just all that you do, all that you do? In other words, I'm trying to create a collective, all that we do. I don't know what the Sanskrit for we is as opposed to you, but I would say yad, we do, yad. We sacrifice. Yeah, this is a... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it should be an individual thing. What was the point in your question? Okay. Anyone has any? other things they'd like to add? Yeah. And anything they do is fraught with problems and mistakes. For years and years and years, people would criticize India for not killing their cows. And then the Canadian government did a 4 or 5 year study on the Indian cow, Cebu cow. And their conclusion overwhelmingly was India would be crazy to kill their cows, because their whole economy is based on the cow and the bull, and their production of grains and cheese, etc., etc., is all based on them. That would destroy that. Just like the ecology of the planet. Nobody's thinking about the ecology of the planet. We strip forests without thinking about now all over Europe. There are huge floods. In the middle of the summer, there are floods. Many, many people, I would venture to say hundreds, although they report 50 or so, hundreds of people are being killed in these floods in the middle of the summer. Summer vacation, go get flooded, you know. And there's a cloud just recently discovered and reported, a 2 mile thick, up and down, 2 mile thick cloud of aerosols, dirt, everything, carbon monoxide, everything is in there in that cloud, and it's moving from Afghanistan through Asia. And they figure that it will have such an effect on the environment that countries that are going through monsoon and only get rain once a year anyway, they're going to have a 40% decline or a decrease in the rainfall. 40%. That's huge. That's going to affect the food supply, that's going to affect the economy, it's going to affect the occupation, it's going to have very heavy results. And they also are very worried that such a cloud, if it got the right wind, it could spread all over the world. I mean, this is a Reuters, this is from Reuters, this isn't some, you know, underground magazine, which, you know, they're all potheads, you know, or something. This is from Reuters and big scientists, and they're worried. So, don't scare anyone here. It's okay. But, yeah. They think that killing the animals is going to solve the food problem, but they disrupt a whole cycle. They're demons. Anyone has any other non-sure? You want to add something? Any stories or anything?
What you said about living and adapting?
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, it's not possible. You need to think about living in the non-sure, living in the future. You can't relate to those with first blood. I think it's just relate to the Rohingya.
Or to Krishna, for that matter. That was one realization I had. If I can't forgive others for their trespasses against me, how can I convince Krishna to forgive me for my sins against him? One of the greatest qualities of a Vaishnava is his forgiveness. What is that in Sanskrit, forgiveness? Shama. Shama, yeah. I forgive you, Maya, for it's okay. Grant the Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.